All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Inside with Irv show. So today we have an episode geared around a crisis, so to speak. And I never thought that I would say these words, the fact that we now have the governments it's begging for spare change, literally. I am not making this up because unless you've been living under a rock, there is a coin shortage, apparently, here in the United States. Now, there is a complete story about that, but before we get into it, I first realized this when, gosh, I was at the gas station, but even before that, I started noticing some of my subscribers and people from the official community, and if you haven't already subscribed to my other channel, because this is my podcast channel, and if you're listening, then you're just listening on the podcast, but the Irv Official YouTube channel, I started noticing people started commenting, asking me if I knew anything about the coin shortage or if anyone else had been going through that or if it was just them. And so I said, I thought it was a big conspiracy theory. I didn't look much into it. I see it come up on the news, didn't pay too much mind. I go to pump gas and then I notice the gas station is now asking if you are going to pay, that you pay using exact change. So I said, wait a minute. Okay, this is getting interesting because now, like anything else, when it hits home, it kind of gets real, right? So I get home and I start really doing some research on this. And then I started realizing, holy cow, this thing is legit. And so I wanted to go ahead and piece this together because I think that there are two sides of the board you can take this. You can either say that this is a complete conspiracy theory and this is New World Order, that they just want access to our credit cards and they don't want us to use any other type of money to pay cash to write it off. And then the other side of it is there really is just a coin shortage. I mean, it really does depend what side you want to take it. So I'll go ahead and use it from both angles so that way I can go ahead and speak to both audiences, to my conspiracy theorists. I have a few that I believe in myself. And then I'll go ahead and speak to the practical audience because I also do believe in a more practical approach. So let's go ahead and date back. And I went ahead and took notes here because I wanted to go ahead and piece this together in a way that we can all just relate. Because unless you haven't been out lately, then you've possibly been missing the boat with how many stores are turning people down if they don't have exact change in order to be able to pay for, let's say, a meal. And let's say if you wanted to go buy guac, which, by the way, concerning guac, that to me is the real crisis. How expensive has guacamole, specifically avocados, gotten? I'm to the point where I am about to start growing my own avocado tree here in my, well, I'm in an apartment, but in my porch, for crying out loud. And look, I could probably YouTube it and I could look it up just because of how expensive it's gotten. It's ridiculous to even go to Chipotle now just because what they've done with their prices. We're going super minimalist here on this episode, but I don't care. So look, in regards to the actual crisis, this is what's going on. Apparently, when the pandemic broke out, the mint factory, where they make apparently billions and billions of coins, well, they decided to lay off and really shut down the factory to only operate at 10%. Now, if the factory is operating at 10%, which, by the way, Amazon is considered essential as well, I'm surprised that the mint factory isn't considered essential. But anyways, that's a complete another story. So apparently the Federal Reserve that works with the mint factory, where they obviously mint these coins and they make them, well, they decided to operate at a 10%. And here's what ended up happening. People stopped paying for cash, things for cash, and they started just using their debit cards and they started just using their credit cards. And what ended up happening is now you have these registers that when someone actually goes to pay with cash, which, by the way, I have it here right in front of me, you're looking at right around 86% of the people are paid for things with debit cards. Now, I think personally that number is a little higher. That's debatable. And then you have another 14% that decide to pay pretty much for things like gas, food, bills with cash. And then you have people from the age of demographics from the age of 18 to about 24, when surveyed, well, they said 100% of them only use debit cards when they go to pay for things. Now, this is very interesting because I think that number has actually gone up significantly since the actual, you know, the whole coronavirus, the whole pandemic, whether you believe in it or not. What is real is the fact that guacamole prices are expensive. We know that. And then the second truth is that there is a coin shortage where some, again, some gas stations and some stores, if you, let's say, if your total is $17.37 and you pay them with a 20, they will literally turn you down at the gas station. Now, here's what they want. They're asking for people to return these coins by paying for things in exact amounts, right? So that we know. Well, these same places, apart from turning people down, apparently they are also giving gift cards. So let's say if you went to Walmart, or maybe a smaller mom and pop shop would probably do this. I haven't seen Walmart do this exactly, where they would actually pay you in a gift card to return you to return you the money. So again, if you paid for overpriced avocado, and I have a thing for avocados today. I can't get it off my mind how darn expensive they've gotten. Anyways, if you go to pay for possibly, let's say, four avocados that ring you about 20 bucks, because that's how freaking expensive they've gotten, especially here in Central Florida. Anyways, if you actually go to pay for that and the total is, let's say, $17.86, and you go to pop 20, let's say now they owe you $2 and change. Well, that change, if they don't turn you down, that change is going to be given to you in some type of gift card, which I think it's pretty interesting the way that they're working around that. But here's the issues that I see with that. The issues that I see with having to pay for everything with possibly going cardless or going cashless straight into card is the following. With over 14% of people just using cash to pay for things, that also leaks into the lower income areas. Now, why does it matter if lower income areas are only able to pay for cash? Well, here's the thing. A lot of people in lower income areas, they don't have debit cards. They don't have credit cards. They possibly have to go to some type of credit union to get some type of debit card or credit card. That's the first issue. So if I am speaking to my conspiracy theorists right now, you guys are saying, that's right, he's turning the corner, he's starting to speak to us, the mark of the beast, he's coming for us. Look, we're not going to go that deep in this episode. I'll go ahead and reserve my thoughts on that. But when it comes to going cashless, that is a big deal. The second issue that I see with that, is spending habits. We know that when you have spending habits that require you to only pay with cash, what ends up happening is, or with card, what ends up happening is, well, they can watch how you're spending your money. They can watch how you, what you've been buying during this pandemic. They can watch what you've been buying after the pandemic if you're watching this a year from today. Again, assuming that the coin shortage doesn't get resolved. Now, for some of you thinking, well, they already have information for what we spend. They do, but this would take it to a complete different level. And again, not trying to go super conspiracy theorist here, but if they were to obviously remove, you know what, let's go extreme. If they were to actually remove all of the cash and all of the currency and just go cashless, again, if people don't want to touch money, if people just want to go ahead and use a debit card and credit cards, well, now they can really track what you spend, how you spend, monitor your emotional behaviors. In fact, there was a study that came out that Facebook was able to predict a divorce 3 months before divorces actually happened. And then they were actually selling that information off to divorce attorneys, which I think is very interesting. And I think I have a theory behind that of why that was happening. And this is just a completely different rant, but the reason why people are, or Facebook is able to obviously throw bots and see how these divorces are actually able to occur before, look, I'm just going to put it simple. They're checking out whose DM you're sliding in. And if you're not on Facebook, let's go ahead and talk about Instagram, because they pretty much run each other, right? They're together. If you're sliding up in someone's DM, they're able to see that information and they're able to see, wait a minute. Joe Schmo hasn't been messaging who he officially had as in a relationship. He's been texting, or he's been DMing, or he's been sending pictures back and forth with this person, and his geotags now say that he's over in this area, but he lives over on the other side of town. And then that geotag happens to line up with the mistress that he's hanging out with, the side piece that's now going to become the missus. God, this episode went south fast. I think I'm giving a therapy session here. Check this out. With that information being sold, reeling it back in to how this makes sense with going cashless is they sell your information off. And then now you, obviously being a capitalistic country, your information is sold off way more than what it would originally be if you were to just have a cookie thrown on your, let's say, desktop, and not an actual cookie that you buy, but a cookie Like if you've been searching the web, or let's say you're talking about possibly buying a gallon of water, and then all of a sudden you have a post or an ad that runs right on your Facebook talking about that gallon of water, or the fact that avocados should be a bit more affordable. And so now you have me talking about this episode, and now all of a sudden you start thinking, you know what, avocados have gotten expensive. And then when you go to scroll through your Facebook, and if this happens to you, please shoot me a message, because I would love to hear about this. All of a sudden you have an avocado ad run, an avocado toast run across your Facebook or your Instagram or even your TikTok if you're still on the platform. The third thing that I think would happen if we were to go into a cashless society, and the issues that I see with this coin pandemic at this point, is that unorthodox jobs would actually become obsolete. I'll say that again, unorthodox jobs would actually become obsolete if this coin issue continues to occur. Now, you're probably thinking, well, what type of unorthodox jobs are you talking about that collect cash? Well, I'll tell you, now that we're on the subject. I'm talking about those people that come to parties and they perform certain activities that make people happy. And if you were thinking that I'm talking about a stripper or an exotic dancer, then look, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a clown. I'm not sure where your mind is, but if you've ever seen a clown at a party, they make people happy. I'm talking about really happy. And 9 times out of 10, those clowns, especially the ones with the balloons, that they're able to bend them in a way that they can either shape them into some type of avocado, here we go again, or into some type of rose. If you again have that side piece that now you're getting tracked on, well, now you're getting tracked on for the side piece, and now you're getting tracked on by the clown that's making you that flower-shaped balloon. A lot of them get paid cash. Some other unorthodox jobs that you've probably heard of are things like landscapers. They get paid cash. Undocumented employees, if we're getting a bit more serious. Undocumented workers, they get paid cash. Lower income areas, they get paid cash. Even if you are involved in some activities that you maybe don't want to report to the IRS, they get paid cash. And so that obviously puts a sting in operations when it comes to going into a cashless society. Now, tax-wise, the issue that I see with that as well is there's a big write-off that you can have as a cash that's a gift. You can report that off as a gift. That it's a big tax deduction. That's huge. The next one is that banks have 100% control of your spending habits, and not just your spending habits, but banks can also have control with putting a freeze on your accounts. Is a huge issue that I see. Let's say if I wanted to go right now and purchase a car cash, just drop 20 grand. That's a done deal. But if I go to try to purchase a car, or let's say I try to make a bigger purchase and I haven't been spending as much, well, the bank might flag that, unless you've called in advance. But there's been times where I've had purchases stopped myself, and I've had to wait an hour or so for those purchases to actually, or for the stop to actually lift, so that I can make those purchases. And that's a big issue that I had, because you don't always want, or at least I personally don't always want, someone involved in my transactions of what I'm buying, whether it's overpriced avocado toast, or if it's a car that I just suddenly want to buy out of the blue. Both are terrible decisions financially, by the way. But it does give easier access to collectors, which is really the last issue that I see here. When you give access to collectors through your funds and just allow it to be garnished, especially if you are behind on any type of payments, whether you owe money for a side piece that you knocked up. Gosh, we're going there again today. I don't know what's gotten into me today. I think it's the coffee that I had today. Whether it's a side piece that you knocked up and then you're throwing some hush money under there. Well, guess what? If you are paying cash, fellas, you can go ahead and get away with that. But if you are now in a cashless society, unless you have a Zelle, or unless you have some type of Bitcoin that you want to send her, or unless you are going complete Cash App, and then all of a sudden the lady looks at your phone, or ladies, if it's the other way around, you're sugar mama to somebody. I'm talking to you, ladies. If you're a sugar mama to somebody and you're trying to make sure that you try to keep that on the hush, well, guess what? You're going to get caught, because we are going into a possible cashless society. Again, that's my conspiracy theorist side coming out. But if we don't, the other side of that is this whole thing will go back to normal, just like avocado prices. It will go ahead and go back to normal. I'd give it a few weeks, possibly months, before we actually see coins again recirculating into the system, since they apparently don't want to open up their mint center for more coins, which, again, it beats me, right? But anyways, that is my little rant today about this whole coin conspiracy. Let me know what you guys think down in the comments, if you guys think this is actually a way into the New World Order. And if you're listening to the podcast, then go ahead and feel free to join me over on my YouTube channel, Insight with Irv, which is the podcast channel, and then Irv Official, which is a general channel that we talk about multiple things, business, finance, money, you name it. We talk about it on that channel. Let me know if you guys think that this is going to be something, again, New World Order, where we're going cashless, or if it's just possibly just one of those things where money is just absolutely disgusting, where we have to find a way to sanitize not only it, but to keep our hands clean, because we know that, again, the virus tends to jump on objects. And this is just one of those necessary evils that we have to go through with this pandemic, apart from everything else that we've been going through. Anyways, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And of course, before I close it out, I can't thank my sponsors enough over at Amazon's Audible. They've allowed my audience to have a free Amazon's Audible book, as well as a free month with Amazon's Audible. You guys can check the link in the description to the podcast, as well as if you are watching on YouTube, down below right under this video. Once again, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Feel free to subscribe, feel free to hit that like button. And if you haven't done so already, feel free to join in on this discussion by not just following this podcast, but following me on all my social platforms. You guys can find me on Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat, on Facebook like page. I'm still on TikTok, by the way. I'm going on TikTok until the wheels fall off. Anyways, again, my name is Irvin Pena, but you probably know me as Irv Official. Until next time, everyone, we'll see ya.